Something new is waiting for you at Disneyland. It looks rather innocent, just a big old mansion. But there's a twist. You see, this mansion is haunted. Greetings, curious mortals. I am your ghost host at the Disneyland Haunted Mansion. Why not make final arrangements to join us soon?
Monster Movie Media presents.
We're going to bring ghosts from all over the world, but we haven't got the ghosts in there yet. We're out collecting the ghosts, and we're making it very attractive to them, hoping, you know, they'll want to come and stay at Disneyland, so we're putting in wall-to-wall cobwebs, and we guarantee them creaking doors and creaking floors.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion.
X, remember also a line on this thing was, welcome, welcome in, welcome in.
Welcome, welcome, well, come in.
Welcome to episode 29 of the Creepy Kingdom podcast, a podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host. And I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say what you thought I was going to say. Mr. James H. Carter II. And I cordially welcome you to the Haunted Mansion 45th anniversary special. That's right, on the day this is being released, August 9th, 2014, marks the 45th anniversary of the Haunted Mansion. Incredible. Coming up, we have special appearances by Liz Ortiz, a former Haunted Mansion maid, Michelle from the Disney Dream Girls, Daffy Stardust, Roxy Tart, and Cupcake Terror. They, for the most part, are going to be sharing some of their favorite Haunted Mansion memories. I decided to have this 45th anniversary special focus on personal memories instead of a comprehensive look back behind the scenes making of, because quite frankly there's so much ground to cover with that there could literally be a whole podcast just about the Haunted Mansion, and there is. And of course, if you don't know, that's the Doom Buggy Spook Show. So you got that covered as far as the history goes. That's some good stuff right there. So I decided to take a little bit of a different angle and just try to discuss what the Haunted Mansion means to people on a personal level. Also, peppered throughout this episode will be some rare Haunted Mansion goodies, some things you might not have heard before, and a real special treat for this special. I am replaying something that I did in the very first episode of Creepy Kingdom, which is I'm going to take you along with me on the Haunted Mansion for an attraction ride along. Isn't that exciting? I bet you always wanted to go on the Haunted Mansion with me. Now's your chance. It's coming up. This very episode. So, without any further ado, let's begin.
Welcome, foolish mortals. I am your host, your ghost host, the lord and master of this haunted mansion. Inside and outside, and even between the walls of this possessed manor, are ghosts brought here from the darkest tombs of the earth. Heinous but delightful creatures, everyone. All 999 of them. We have room for 1,000. Any volunteers? Your carriage awaits to take you on your little trip through the haunted mansion. I will remain behind and prepare suitable epithets for those of you faint-hearted guests who already are feeling a certain detachment from your mortal being. Bon voyage, as we say, and rest in peace.
I am here with Liz Ortiz, a former Haunted Mansion maid. Hello, Liz.
Hello.
How are you doing this fine evening?
Good. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm excited to talk to an actual Haunted Mansion maid. This is the first one that's ever been on the show, or even ex. I know you're not anymore, but an ex-maid. So that's exciting.
Well, thank you for having me over.
No, definitely all of our pleasure. So, let's hop right into it. How did you end up working at Disneyland?
I actually was working in Universal Studios.
Oh, cool.
And I was on my way to work one day, and the ad came out for, like, they're hiring at Disneyland, and I was like, what? That's so great. So, I was like, let me go check it out, and I took a trip down to Anaheim, and I actually went for an orientation, and I applied, and then they accepted me, and I went through the orientation for new cast members, and from then you get to choose which ride or which part of Disneyland you want to work in, and I chose the Haunted Mansion.
Wow, so you chose that. You weren't appointed.
I did.
Wow.
No, I chose it, and... Because I love the whole ride and the costume, and I just figured that that's where I belong, so that's why I chose that, yeah.
That's awesome, because I was going to ask you if you were a Haunted Mansion fan before, before you got the position.
Well, I'm originally from the East Coast, so I was never been to Disneyland prior to me living in California. Mm-hmm. I went once before me actually working at the theme park. But then when I went and I saw, you know, the Pirates of the Caribbean ride and the whole New Orleans Square, and then I saw the Haunted Mansion, I just immediately, like, gravitated towards there, and I knew that that's where I had to be, and that's just where I like to be most of the time, other than Space Mountain.
Wow.
But, yeah.
No, that's probably, mm-hmm. probably one of the best places in the whole park, so I concur.
Yeah.
So this was, what year was this?
This was 2006.
Okay.
So summer 2006. The funny thing was that I actually also met Leonardo DiCaprio in that ride.
Wow.
Yeah, and Johnny Depp. And I actually worked in the park when they had the premiere for Pirates of the Caribbean.
That would be Dead Man's Chest, I guess.
Yeah, right, 2006, yeah. Yeah.
So let's take a step back to both those. There's a lot of different stuff there. So
yeah,
how did you meet Leonardo DiCaprio? What? So when a celebrity goes to the Haunted Mansion, what happens?
Well, there's a special section of the mansion where they're sectioned off, of course, because it's VIP only.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's, I forgot the pass that the VIPs have holders. I don't remember it, but they have their own little like section off from the where regular guests go.
Okay.
And they notify us and they let us know that we have a VIP coming, and they have their they have like another cast member that is like their entourage.
Okay.
And yeah, so
like, kind of like a tour guide, it's pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. So they let us know, and we'll let them know when it's, you know, appropriate for them to, you know, go on the ride. And as you would know, the ride usually stops at random times.
Yes.
For emergency situations, for earthquakes or whatnot, that it usually does that. So we were notified that there was a VIP. They don't tell you, oh, Leonardo DiCaprio is here. They'll just say, oh, celebrity or VIP is here. Just be cautious and courteous, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But it so happened that I was in the beginning of the ride, and that's when the ride broke down. So you know how we usually check to see if the bar is, you know, pulled down or whatever.
Right.
He stopped right there, and it was probably like 98 degrees that day. And he was like, oh, well, you guys are lucky. You have air conditioner. And we can't really interact with them unless they interact with us.
Right.
We're not allowed to. So he was talking to us, and that was just what he said. And I was just like, oh, my God, this is Leonardo DiCaprio saying I'm in, like, air conditioner temperature. So it was kind of trippy because I had had a crush on him from Titanic days, but I never thought I was going to meet him there. And then same thing with Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp was nice as well. He brought his kids. He had been there a week prior for the premiere, which I also worked because I wasn't always at the mansion. You kind of, like, rotate.
Okay.
When if they need you, like, at the parades or at another ride, you're not only stuck on a mansion ride. Even though I try to be there as much as I can because I love it so much, but I was always rotating a couple of times. I only worked there for about 2 months. It wasn't that long, but
oh, wow.
It was pretty cool. Yeah, it was pretty cool because then I ended up coming back to, you know, the East Coast. But that's my story from being at the mansion.
Wow, so that's a lot of action for 2 months there.
I know, yeah. It was pretty cool. I had more fun there than I did Universal. And Universal, I had fun as well, but Disneyland, like, tops it off.
So what exact position were you working in the mansion?
Well, you don't have a position per se. You rotate. Mm-hmm. You either greet the guest, or you're in the pre-show, or in the elevator, or you're walking them into the ride, or you greet them when they're exiting, and so you rotate. It's not like you're in one position the whole day. I mean, I think it would get kind of tedious if they would do that to people. It would probably get burned out. But
sure,
I did a little bit of everything. I trained there. That's where you would need to meet, you know, to like clock in and make sure that you're, you know, at your scheduled time and whatnot. And it's just always cool because before the ride opens, like the park opens, you always do a walkthrough and, you know, you see it. And then when I didn't work there for a holiday, but I was hearing so many stories from the cast members that it's so great and it's so different. And I thought I was going to be there for it, but I unfortunately couldn't. But then I came back and I went when I wasn't working there, and I actually saw Holiday, and it was exactly how they described it. And I was like, damn, I wish I would have, you know, been working here when Holiday happened, but that usually happens in the fall.
Right, right. I actually haven't experienced it either. I haven't been to Disneyland yet since then. And in case listeners don't know, or says, you know, East Coasters that are unfamiliar, this is the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay.
Yeah,
that
sorry.
They do. No problem. I know you're. You know, it's most people know, but I just want to be clear. And yeah, so I still have yet to see it. So I haven't watched any videos of it or anything. I just want to kind of experience it for myself firsthand.
Yeah, and then when you do it yourself, it's so different, and it's way better. Like, nothing can prepare you for it. It's just more than you can expect. It's just definitely a must do.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. I know a lot of people have mixed feelings about it, just because, or whatever reason, I don't know, because it's taking away from the Haunted Mansion, I guess. But and also, I guess the argument is that Nightmare Before Christmas should have its own attraction.
You know what's funny? They actually were trying to do a ride for Nightmare Before Christmas just on itself.
Mm-hmm.
But there was some creative differences between Tim Burton. I'm sorry, I'm a film person, and he's my like film god. So I know a lot of trivia on him.
Yeah.
They had creative differences, so they just came, you know, to agreement with the whole mansion and the Nightmare Before Christmas just coexisting for, you know, holiday, which is during, you know, Halloween and Christmas. But they actually did have, like, storyboards and floor plans for the ride for Nightmare Before Christmas. It's just they had creative differences.
Right. I've actually seen the concept art for this. It was you're in a flying coffin.
Yeah. Sort of kind of like The Little Mermaid, but mm-hmm. with, you know, coffins and stuff, yeah. But I don't know. You're right. Some people might feel differently, but from what I heard, everyone's always given some sort of like positive feedback. And I guess that's why they've had it for a while now, for a couple of years.
Yeah,
and I know that. But
I don't say I don't know. It's been a while. Like I mean, yeah, it might have started around the time that you were there. Like, it's still going.
Yeah, yeah. I know that Tim Burton, whenever he comes to Disneyland, he usually likes to come around that time just to see it.
Yeah, he's just keeping it his,
yeah. He actually got his start in Disney, so I guess he feels a certain way towards it. He used to be a student in CalArts, which is like the Disney college.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he made the original short, Frank and Weenie, which
and Vincent.
And Vincent, yeah. Of course, yeah. So yeah, you know your Tim Burton stuff there.
I do. I met him. I was fortunate enough to meet him, so I was really excited about that.
Wow.
Yeah, that was in the East Coast, so a Q&A for Big Fish. That was different story.
Well, we'll definitely have to bring you back on when we talk about a Tim Burton film.
Oh, great. I could go on and on. That's just a dork.
No problem. So, next question I have is, were you, when you were a maid, were you always have to be kind of cold and gloomy when talking to people?
No, that's a perception a lot of people think you are, but there's a lot of cast members that are silly. Some of them just do play the part where they like kind of like lurch from the Addams Family.
Yeah.
But it differs. Like one day you'll feel like, oh, okay, you know, welcome foolish mortals and I want to scare people. And the supervisors will encourage you to either be, you know, gloomy or happy as long as you're doing something. Right. You're bringing something to the ride. But other than that, it just depends on how you're feeling that day. I was usually more excited than gloomy. I tried doing the whole, like, stuff, and it did not go with me, so I was like, forget it. Let me just be cheery and peppy.
Well, I gotta tell you, I personally prefer when they're gloomy.
I know, I do too, but it's just, I guess it's not me.
Right.
Other people do it better, yeah.
So I wasn't sure if that was something you had to do. So especially, you know, said when you were talking to Leonardo DiCaprio, if you had to.
Oh, no, not at all.
If you were putting on
an
act.
I was just like, oh, my God, what's my name? I don't even know my name if you, like, answers me. Like, I don't know.
That's great. So what would you say is your favorite memory of the Haunted Mansion, either working on it, writing on it, anything, any experience? Like, what do you think is your favorite memory?
Overall, I would have to say Holiday, because I'm a big Tim Burton fan, and the whole mansion and the story behind it and how it was a ride that Walt Disney was creating it himself even before he passed away. He wasn't able to see it, but he was still working on it, and they still brought the whole, like, Nightmare Before Christmas incorporated and all that. That's so awesome. And I don't know, it just goes well for me personally. That would be my favorite. And then I can always say that I worked there, and that's something that not everybody can say.
Very true.
And yeah, and I met celebrities. I mean, even though, you know, you can meet celebrities on the street, but it's different when they're on a ride, because they're like at this, they're not in, like, you know, like Hollywood vibe. They're like in their own their own character and they're enjoying themselves and they're, you can see how they're experiencing it. It's different. So it was very awesome. I have fond memories. Every time I go to Disneyland, that's like the first ride I go because I'm like, I used to work here. And unfortunately, all the people that I used to work with, they don't all work there because some people like to move on to other rides. I guess it gets tedious for them for a while if they've been there a long time. And I'll see them on like, I don't know, the Peter Pan ride or something, or Space Mountain. So it differs. I know they have the Finding Nemo submarines. I saw one there, and it was kind of cool because it's been years. So
right. So I think you mentioned you're going back to California, or planning to.
Yeah.
I think that was before we started recording. But anyways, so would you work at Disneyland again?
I was actually thinking about it. I was like, yeah, I would, definitely.
Wow. And
I would. I mean, I love the fireworks. I don't know if you experienced that. I'm not a fireworks person. Like, I don't really care for the 4th of July. But in Disneyland, it's so different, you know? And then Fantasmic, and it's just everything is different. I would definitely. Just to say I work there and I can experience all that, and it's just seeing different kinds of people, not just people from California, but mm-hmm. from other countries, and then kids, and it's just such an experience.
Now, did working behind the scenes kind of ruin the magic for you?
No, not at all.
Really? Even though you could see how everything was happening?
Yeah, because I guess I'm still a kid at heart, that like innocence is like, oh, like when you go to the Pirates of the Caribbean, you know that there's a restaurant right there, and you know there's like a fall that's coming up. But once you're in the ride, you like totally forget about it. Well, at least me, because you're still experiencing like, oh, this is so cool, like the Pirates of the Caribbean or the Haunted Mansion or the singing, and it's different. So it didn't ruin it for me, even though I used to walk the rides beforehand and check them to make sure that everything's okay, and no.
Wow. That's what I'm afraid of. I mean, not that I'm going to work there, but I'm just afraid of, you know, like having to like be evacuated off the ride. In particular, I'm talking about Haunted Mansion and, you know, and seeing stuff. I mean, I definitely have like been like the ride has been stopped and I've been in the same spot for like a few minutes. And then when you're staring at the same thing over and over again, you can kind of start to see how it's happening. And it takes away a little bit of the fun, you know? You know, and especially and that particular time, you know, they turned off the sound. I think it was like 5 minutes. I mean, I thought we were going to be evacuated, but then it started back up again.
So. Yeah, yeah. A lot of people say that, like when they're exiting and they have the random stops, it's like, oh, I thought we were going to be evacuated, but then it started up again, and they're like, oh, they kind of killed it, and well, you can always go back on. It won't stop this time because they don't do the stops continuously. It's really random, and it's, you know, throughout the day. I never experienced the ride being stopped more frequently than it's supposed to. I don't think it's built that way. But I don't know. They may have made changes in years prior after that. I don't know.
Not sure. I don't know. I just try not to know about behind-the-scenes stuff because I like to live in the fantasy land, the literal fantasy land. But I mean, in the, you know, pretending that it's all real. I mean, that's how I entered it. I mean, even when I was a little kid, I knew it was fake. But you know, it's. I love being in immersive environments and being surrounded by all these things. And there's nothing more immersive than being a little kid and going on the Haunted Mansion because you were just there. You're surrounded 360 degrees. And it's incredible.
I would get happy even just putting on the costume. I mean, sometimes, like, you were able, I don't know if they do it now, but you're able to go home with the costume sometimes. And I'll be, like, in Starbucks, and people be like, oh, Mansion. I'll be like, yep. So I'm coming to you or something.
Come and see us. That's awesome.
Yeah. I would be driving, and people would be like, beep, beep. And I'm like, yep, Disneyland.
That's incredible.
I remember I didn't do it all the time, but sometimes, you know, you get out late and sometimes you work the parade with the costume from which ride you belong to. You don't always wear, because they have out for the parade as well, like the shorts, the khaki shorts and like the Disneyland matte kind of looking shirt. But sometimes you don't have time to like go and change into that. So they'll just be like, oh, just use your costume, you know, from your ride, and you'll be working the parade that way. So it differs. So sometimes we'd come out late, and I didn't have time to go to the, you know, department and, you know, change. So I would just go and home like that. So it was kind of fun.
That's amazing. I love it.
Yeah.
All right, Liz. Well, thank you very much for coming on. If people want to find you on social media, how do they do it?
So if you guys want to follow me, it's Pretty Young Thing, PrePtyY, D as in Victor, N as in Nancy, G, Thing, Thing. I'm a big Disney fan. I love Little Mermaid. I love Mansion. I love Tim Burton. So there's a lot for you to see there. And thanks for listening to me and my experience, and thanks for having me.
No problem. And just to be clear, that's on Instagram, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Well, thank you for coming on so we can help celebrating the 45th anniversary.
Yay!
Have you ever seen a haunted house? You know the kind I mean. That old dark house that's usually at the end of a dimly lit street. The owners haven't been seen for years. No one really knows why. The windows are broken and boarded, and the shutters hang loose on their hinges. The trees have grown wild. Their branches brush against the sides of the weathering house, making strange noises in the night. There's a high vine-covered fence around the property. Is it there to keep somebody out? Or is it there to keep something inside? It's a house that people avoid walking past at night. Strange sounds come from within the walls. And it's said that eerie lights have been seen both in the attic windows and in the graveyard at the side of the house. Our story revolves around this mysterious mansion. One night not long ago, two teenagers were walking home from a date. The night was cool and lightning broke through the sky. The wind began to blow and the lightning cracked again. Thunder rolled across the heavens and changed this pleasant evening into a night to be remembered. Karen held Mike's hand tightly as they began to walk faster down that dark street. The lightning struck again and illuminated the front of the old mansion. It began to rain. Mike and Karen ran toward the old house, through the old iron gate, and onto the porch for protection. Protection? If only they had known.
Oh, Mike, look at that rain come down. We'll never get home on time.
Sure we will. It's not quite midnight. This old porch isn't going to keep us dry, though.
What are you doing?
Trying to get the front door open. No one lives here. We can wait inside until the storm's over.
Not me. I'm not going in that old house. I'd rather stay out here and get wet.
Playful spooks have interrupted our tour. Please remain seated in your doom buggy. We will proceed in just a moment. Where dreams begin.
Consider this dismaying observation. This chamber has no windows and no doors, which offer you this chilling challenge to find a way out. Of course, there's always my way. Don't you love that beginning part of The Haunted Mansion? I know I certainly do. Now, when James asked me to record memories of The Haunted Mansion, I must admit, I was a little bit stumped at first. I didn't know what to say. Have I any interesting stories? I know I ride it. I know I love it. But interesting stories? I know I wasted 2 hours of my life watching the Eddie Murphy film. Never gonna get that back. So what I thought I'd do is I'd share some facts that I know about the Haunted Mansion, because I'm quite a fortunate person. I'm very lucky to have been able to ride the Haunted Mansion in two of the Disney parks. I've ridden it in Walt Disney World, where you enter from Liberty Square. I have ridden it over in Disneyland, entering through New Orleans Square. I have yet to visit Tokyo or Disneyland Paris, but I'll get there one day real soon. So what I thought I'd do on my little segment for James is I'd share two facts with you. The first one is about an album. Yes, an album, a vinyl album. Those of you who are old enough to recall these will know what I'm talking about. Back in 1969, Disneyland Records released Story and Song from the Haunted Mansion. It featured Thurl Ravenscroft as the narrator, and that is the Thurl Ravenscroft who is also known for Tony the Tiger. Also, Pete Renaday as the ghost host. In 1998, it was re-released on cassette, and it was called A Spooky Night in Disney's Haunted Mansion. I do recommend you go and get that and have a listen, if you can find it. The reason I'm mentioning it is obviously today is the 45th anniversary of the Haunted Mansion. And I'm very incredibly lucky to be spending this very day in Disneyland. I intend to be at the Haunted Mansion on and off throughout the day. I'm also going to be incredibly fortunate to meet Pete Renaday, the voice of the ghost host on the said album. Very exciting. And I also hope to ride the mansion last thing at night as well. All crossed. And I'm hoping James will give me the chance to talk to you all a little bit about that at a later date. Now, my second bit of trivia I want to share with you is about the wooden door. Do you know the secret of the wooden door? This is a wooden door in the entrance queue at Disneyland. Have you ever stopped and wondered what's behind the wooden door? Well, there's two secret stories about the wooden door. See if you can find them. I'm not going to say where. It's up to you. Secret of the wooden door. See if you can use a window to the magic to find it. Anyway, I've been Michelle from the Disney Dream Girls podcast. You can find me on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and follow me on Twitter at DizDreamGirls. For the moment, though, hurry back. Be sure to bring your death certificate if you decide to join us. Make final arrangements now. We've been dying to have you.
Daddy, tell me a human story.
Well, let's see. Once upon a time, there was this magical place called Disneyland. And inside Disneyland, there was a strange deserted mansion. Then one day, the mansion became haunted by 999 ghosts.
Oh!
And now humans can visit the haunted mansion and get real scared.
Daddy, do you believe in humans?
I don't know.
A couple of years ago, I got to ride the Haunted Mansion at Walt Disney World all by myself. No other guests in the stretching room, no other guests in any neighboring doom buggies, and it made it the attraction it was supposed to be. I was that kid who wandered into an abandoned house and found that it was haunted. The movements of the doom buggies were the movements of a person looking around themselves as they went through this haunted mansion. It was a fantastic experience, and one I hope to repeat sometime. If you've got the chance, do it first thing in the morning and see if you can get there when no one else is there. It's a great experience.
Good evening.
Who said that?
when hinges creak in doorless chambers, and strange and frightening sounds echo through the halls. Whenever candlelights flicker, where the air is deathly still, that is the time when ghosts are present, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight. Welcome, foolish mortals, to the haunted mansion. I am your host, your ghost host. Kindly step this way. There's no turning back now. You will not be harmed, but you will not be released until you take a tour of my home.
Okay, I'm here with Roxy Tart, and she wants to share her favorite Haunted Mansion memory.
I actually have a lot of Haunted Mansion memories because I've been to Disneyland hundreds of times. I lived in Florida and went to Disney World every day, and I've been to Disneyland Paris. But I think my favorite Haunted Mansion memory is when me and the guy that I was in Disneyland with were on the Haunted Mansion, and we had decided, you know, we seen it enough times, so we didn't really need to watch the ride. So we were gonna make out. We start making out, things start getting a little heavy, and the voice of a cast member comes over the PA system and says, "Can you stop that, please? We can see you." It was awesome.
So how old were you when that happened?
I think I was right around 17 years old.
Okay, so you were a little rebellious teen, which, if you listen to the episode that you were on, we heard some stories about that.
Yeah, that was definitely a rebellious teenage thing. Nowadays, I don't do so much making out on the Haunted Mansion because it will mess up my perfectly applied lipstick. But that is one of my favorite memories, is getting in trouble on the Haunted Mansion.
No. So what happened? You just stopped and then that was it?
We stopped and laughed and were totally embarrassed and watched the rest of the ride.
They're always watching. Always lurking.
They're always watching. I don't suggest that anybody try to do anything on the Haunted Mansion because they are watching you.
I won't.
Good. Good. All you right. know, I actually, I don't know how you're going to feel about this because the Haunted Mansion is your favorite ride. And this is kind of controversial when I talk to people about it, but even though Disneyland is my home park, the Disneyland Haunted Mansion is not my favorite Haunted Mansion, which I know it's the original and people always look at me like I'm crazy, but I really like Disney World for their Haunted Mansion.
Wow. That's something there. Cause why usually,
well,
I was like, usually when this topic comes up, it's the person, whatever ride they went on first is their favorite. And I went on Disneyland's first. So I'm really, really perplexed by what you're saying. So
okay. So, and everybody is. Everybody gives me that look. Okay. I know the look. Everyone at home who's listening is giving me that look. But no, Disneyland was the first one I went on. But the one in Disney World, first of all, I love their extended queue, their interactive queue. I think it's really cool. But their Haunted Mansion inside, the ride part is almost the same as ours, but they get a few extra things. They get, like, the library, which I think is a really cool room.
Our library is well stocked with priceless first editions. Only ghost stories, of course. And marble busts of the greatest ghost writers the literary world has ever known. All retired here to the Haunted Mansion. Actually, we have 999 happy haunts here, but there's room for 1,000. Any volunteers?
I don't know. I just like it better.
I don't know. I'm here. I guess we'll get into. I guess we'll just hash it out right now. Why not? Appropriate time. Yeah, taking out the changing portraits, walking down to the doom buggies, not having that, which is really disappointing to me. I know that they have some once you get into the doom buggies and in the Magic Kingdom version, but that I don't know, that really, that was part of my experience, which the first time I went on the ride, I didn't know what was, where I was going, what was happening, where we were going. You know, it was, you know, I wasn't, you know, no one I was with had been on it before, so it was, that was an amazing experience for me. And then going on the Magic Kingdom one for the first time as an adult and expecting that to be there, <It's not> there. is kind of like, I don't know. But
yeah, I don't know. That for some reason the library just sticks in my head anytime I think about the Haunted Mansion. Like, I don't know what it is about the library at Disney World that I love so much, but I think I like that Haunted Mansion better because that is my favorite room.
The library?
In any of them that I've been on.
What's going on in the library that has captured your imagination so much?
I don't know. I like it. I like that it's got all of the, it's got like the moving ladders and it's got the funky staircases. Mm-hmm. You know, and I've always wanted a library in my house, like a big, spooky, crazy, you know, you have to climb on ladders to get to the top shelves library. And it's just, it's like, this is my dream library, but haunted. Like, you know, how cool is that?
Like, so. All right, I'll give it to you.
I don't know. I just really like that library. And then I think, oh God, there's another room that you guys get differently too. Or not, you guys, cause you're on the East Coast, but that Disney World gets differently. And now, of course, I can't remember what it is, but.
There's the stairs room.
Yes. Yeah. With all the Escher style staircases.
Yeah, Escher, that was the name I was drawing a blank on. Yeah.
I love that room. And actually, okay, I will admit sometimes I get that room in the library kind of confused and put them into.
Okay, right. No, that was two separate rooms.
Yeah, but yeah, see, I really like that one. And then I've been to the one in Paris.
Which is not the Haunted Mansion.
The Disneyland Paris one is Phantom Manor.
Phantom Manor, yes.
Yeah. And it's kind of Victorian, and I really liked it. But the main thing I remember about Phantom Manor, because I only went there once, I went there a really long time ago, is that it's Western themed. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like Victorian Western themed to fit in with the whole Frontierland backdrop. And when you exit into this cemetery that's got like sarcophaguses and mausoleums and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's a geyser. It's right on the water. And there's like water behind it as you walk out and big thunder. And then these geysers go off in the background.
Hmm.
And it was just really neat and totally different than, you know, anything that we have.
Well, I heard recently on the Disney Dream Girls podcast, plug for them, that the end graveyard scene is actually not silly. It was very kind of gruesome in some way. I doubt it's super gruesome, but that it wasn't, you know, it's kind of like, the other Haunted Mansions are kind of like, it's kind of leads up to that and it's kind of all spooky. And obviously it was designed by two different people, so you could tell where the split is, you know. But this one seems that it keeps that going all the way through. Do you remember that?
Barely. Barely. It has been so long since I have been there. I haven't been there. It's been 14 years since I've been to Paris. Yeah. So it's been a long time. I will admit that I don't remember it very well. But I think we wrote it like two or three times. And my biggest impact was the end of the ride. But I do remember, actually, now that you mentioned it, and God, I wish, like, when we're done, I'm gonna go watch like a ride through of Phantom Manor, because now like all these little images are coming back into my head. But I do remember thinking this was not done by two different people. Like the one in Disneyland is, and I actually hate that about the one in Disneyland. That might be another reason that like it's not my favorite. I like the creepiness. I love the attic scene. You know, I love the seance and all that, but then it gets into this like silly, we're going to sing and dance type thing. And I'm just, I'm not really feeling the graveyard scene in Disneyland.
Well, I mean, it's just the same graveyard scene in Magic Kingdom, but I don't know. I just feel like that's part of the whole experience. You know, obviously I prefer things to stay creepy, but I don't know. I feel like it's quite a payoff at the end, you know, for my experience of on the ride was as a younger child. So I feel like looking at that from that perspective, it's like, you know, it's, you made it through and sort of, I don't know. And there's also the theory, which has been debated, that when you go out of the attic that you die and now you're in the afterlife partying.
Yes, I kind of like that theory, that you have like jumped or have been thrown out of the attic window and are now dead.
So, you know, that's been debated. That's not an official story.
No, but I like it.
Yeah, so I like it.
The other thing about the Haunted Mansion, that I've been on it with a bunch of people that don't know, that the crow in all of the scenes, the raven in all the scenes, was originally supposed to be the guy telling the story.
Yes, originally the ghost host was supposed to be coming from a raven talking.
Yeah, so. And I love that they kept the raven, but it's amazing how many people don't know that. And then once you know it, you know, you go through and spot all the ravens and whatnot. And I think that's fun.
We're about to participate in a seance. Madame Leota is assembling all the spirits who have been just dying to meet you.
Mike, something's moving there in the corner.
It looks like smoke. There's another one.
Come now. We must leave this cozy little circle. For the spirits have received your sympathetic vibrations and are beginning to materialize.
The ghost host led Mike and Karen through another doorway and onto a balcony overlooking a grand hall.
We have been unavoidably detained by pranky spirits. Kindly remain seated in your doom buggy, please. We will continue our tour momentarily.
Hey, Creepy Kingdom. Cupcake Terror here with my favorite Haunted Mansion memory. It's actually a two-parter. When I was 6 or 7, I went on the Haunted Mansion for the first time, got onto the elevator, and was just scared. The ghost host terrified me, and I didn't think I could do it. Got to the portrait hall, and my fate was sealed. Could not go on the ride. I was just too scared. So I used the chicken door and went up and off the ride. Did not go back on until I was 23. The moment I stepped onto the elevator and heard the ghost host's voice, I knew that this wasn't something to be afraid of, it was something to be loved. And the Haunted Mansion became my favorite ride in the park. Every time I go on it, it gets better and better, and every group that I go on it with, we just giggle and smile at each other like stupid kids, and love every minute. Haunted Mansion really is the best ride in the park. Thanks, Creepy Kingdom.
Hey everyone, I'm at Walt Disney World's Haunted Mansion. About to walk through the interactive queue. And you know what? I like it. It's the first time I've seen it in person. And I like it. Into it. I like the organ here. There's some of the keys. And music's supposed to play. It worked before. I'll hold that on, maybe. The captain, this water thing is going to spray me probably. Let's walk by this. This is really cool. The writing book.
Oh, muses, help me find a rhyme to Ariel. Just shout it out. Oh, one would think the fall alone would put him underground. What do you call that?
Burial.
Oh, I wish I had a rhyme for this poem.
Burial.
Can someone help me?
The word you need is burial.
Burial. Of course. Oh, I know how that feels.
Don't we all? All right, walking in the stretching room.
Stop. Don't scare me. I'm already scared.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion. I am your host, your ghost host. Our tour begins here in this gallery. Here where you see paintings of some of our guests as they appeared in their corruptible mortal state. Kindly step all the way in, please, and make room for everyone. There's no turning back now.
Resisting the urge to talk along with the ghost host.
Your cadaverous pallor betrays an aura of foreboding, almost as though you sense a disquieting metamorphosis. Is this haunted room actually stretching?
Oh, it's really hard not to talk
along. Or is it your imagination?
It's annoying when other people do it, so I'm not going to do it.
This dismaying observation. This chamber has no windows and no doors. Which offers you this chilling challenge to find a way out. Of course, there's always my way. Oh, I didn't mean to frighten you prematurely. The real chills come later. Now, as they say, look alive.
Alrighty, we're looking alive. One of the things that I prefer in the Disneyland version is when you walk out of the stretching room, is of course walking past the portraits. I have a very vivid memory of the first time I went to Haunted Mansion as a child in Disneyland, just not knowing what was next. And I love walking down that path and seeing those portraits change. Obviously they have them in the ride here, but I didn't know where we were going. From a distance you see the dune buggies. So that's just a preference I have. Okay, I'm in the dune buggy.
Do not pull down.
Obviously.
And no flash pictures, please. Your spirits are frightfully sensitive.
And now we're passing the portraits. The cat lady one is cool. The skeleton. My favorite one is looks like kind of like Mona Lisa. It's really Medusa. The heck was that?
Now we enter the endless stairwell.
You should decide to join us. Final arrangements will be made at the end of the course.
I'm not so sure about this part. Now the wallpaper with the eyes are lit up. They're passing the endless hallway now. I want to go down there. Let me down there. I want to go down there. My favorite part is Madame Leota's room. And we just entered it.
Send us a message from somewhere beyond.
I'm mesmerized by looking at it.
Let there be music from regions beyond.
That is still one of my favorite effects.
Are beginning to materialize. They're assembling.
Now the ballroom scene. It's so amazing. I would say I wish I could go there too, but we all know that there's nothing over there. Ghosts aren't real. This is all make-believe, right? I should design my dining room like that and do Pepper's Ghost there. Now we're in the attic. And the bride is here. You know, I did say Madame Leota was my favorite part, but this is a pretty close second. Oh, here's the axe. Off to the graveyard we go. It's fascinating, the gravekeeper and the doggy. It'd be great if it was a real dude there. Boring job, but that'd be great. Singing bus. There's Tony the Tiger singing. They're great. What happened? What are you doing in here? Oh, you took my head. I like it. I know a lot of people don't like it. It was definitely cool before. But I like the new one too. I will. Thank you. This face projections are the creepiest thing. I love them. I would say that is probably the creepiest part about this entire ride. It's those face projections.
Now I will raise the safety bar, and the ghost will follow you home.
Psst! We can't elude these grim, grinning ghosts by leaving your doom buggy now. Kindly step out to your left, please. Quickly now.
So the record that you heard throughout the episode was from an abridged version of the record that Michelle was talking about. It was on the B-side of a record called Trick or Treat, which is a witch and Donald Duck and his nephew story. And I have this record. So that was literally from my record. And the story is on the B-side. It's an abridged version on the B-side, and obviously I just played clips from it, so it's even more abridged. But you get the idea. and all the other amazing clips that I put through throughout, the commercials, the alternate takes, all that stuff was from Haunted Mansion 30th Anniversary album. Something that is pretty rare. I haven't heard most of the stuff around on other podcasts or really anyone ever talk about it. There's a complete description of all of these things on the Doom Buggies website, which if you're really interested in obtaining these or learning more about them, I will link those in the show notes for sure. But just wanted to let you guys know about that. And also a little trivia there. On the record, the young boy, teenager, was played by Ron Howard. Yes, Opie from the Andy Griffin Show. And I forget his name, but he was on Happy Days. And, of course, he's a Hollywood film director. And most importantly to me, the narrator on Arrested Development. Thanks to Liz, Michelle, Daffy Stardust, Roxy Tart, and Cupcake Terror for coming on the show and sharing their memories and thoughts and good times about the Haunted Mansion. I will link to all of their social media in the show notes, so that way you don't have to remember what I'm saying. You can just go in show notes and just click on it right there and follow them up. And Roxy Tart and Cupcake Terror are from the Monster Movie Media podcast Roxy's World, and I'm on that show as well. So want some more of them with me thrown in there, check out Roxy's World at roxy-tart.com. And if you would like to hear my review of the Guardians of the Galaxy, I have a way for you to do that. It is on my other podcast, the Even James is a Podcast podcast. It is on episode 85, and you can find that show at the Even James has a Podcast podcast.com or by searching the Even James on iTunes and on Stitcher. You can always contact the show by emailing us creepykingdom@gmail.com. And for those show notes, I keep talking about videos, creepy Disney cosplay and fan art pics, links to all of our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Google+, Tumblr, and Pinterest. Your one-stop shopping place to go is creepykingdom.com. And just like Roxy's World and the Even James of Puckett's podcast, we are in the iTunes store where you can rate, subscribe, and review us all right there. It can happen. You can do it. We can do it. Let's make it happen. Totally. And we're on the Stitcher app. Stream podcast directly to your phone. No downloading required. Well, this has been an incredible special. I've had a lot of fun putting all this stuff together, and obviously there's a lot more Haunted Mansion fun to be on the show to be had. Obviously, we're a creepy Disney podcast, but this is just the Creepy Kingdom way of celebrating this incredible milestone. And I think it's incredible because it is virtually gone unchanged in 45 years. Now, of course, there's Haunted Mansion Holiday and they put it back, and I know there's been little enhancements here and there, but the basic thing is still there, and it's still amazing, and it still works, in my humble opinion, of course. And even though the story may be vague, I think that's what really enhances it, because you get to fill in the blanks, you create your own experience, and that's why people have such a personal bond with the Haunted Mansion, because it's a part of them. They've created what it is to them. And as long as those parks are open, you better believe the Haunted Mansion will be there. And I hope that one day when I have children, I can take them on it and they can have the same experience I had as a young child, just going through and not knowing what was ahead of me and just having an incredible experience. So that's my my heartfelt two cents there about the Haunted Mansion. So, until next time.
Keep it creepy.
Did you enjoy your visit? I told you you would not be harmed. Thank you for spending some time with us. Come back again. Bring your friends, if they'll believe the story you tell. I have to go now. It's midnight. Pleasant dreams.
Be sure to bring your death certificate if you decide to join us. Make final arrangements now. We've been dying to have you.